top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Thursday, June 8th. I'm your presenter for this environment in the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Christian argues that young people lack knowledge of God due to materialism and past governments in Dominica prioritized education but they neglected civics. The CARICOM Secretariat and the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions have formed a strategic relationship to advance digital transformation and service delivery at the Secretariat in Georgetown. And a dull gray haze blanketed many urban areas on Wednesday as the smoke from Canadian wildfires triggered air quality alerts in over 12 American states. And officials told locals to stay inside as a precautionary measure. And the news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. Details coming up next.
DA.com. Right on cue.
For a friend and get $50 cash back for you and $50 cash back for your friend on loans of $3,000 and over at Quartz Ready Cash. Plus, you get flexible payment terms, hassle-free service, and fast approval. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, and two references. Apply now. Visit shopquartz.com. The more friends you refer, the more cash back. What are you waiting for? Make every moment count with a loan from Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Attorney Gabriel Christian highlights a lack of prioritization which is indicative to a larger issue within society. He states that young people of today lack the knowledge of God due to their belief in money and materials. He states that those in power have built mansions and claim to be pursuing construction of a $1.3 billion airport but have failed to repair or replace a genuine public library in the country.
Not only do they not know God in the truest sense, because what they've given them is the God of Baal, the God of money, of things, of materialism, mansions on a hill where there's no public library. Listen to me carefully. There are several mansions that have been built within the past 10 years. They're building a $1.3 billion airport, my friends, by some mystery man from the Middle East, whose allies have engorged themselves with passport money and have hotels in their name. But they do not have in our country a public library that was donated since 1905, repaired with a roof.
In addition, he notes that the prior governments prioritized education for the nation, but the current education curriculum lacks civics. Christian states that a library can educate young people on responsibilities and great civilizations, but there is great misdirection which seems to be leading to a drowning nation. Christian's observation about the current state of education is a valid concern in that it is true that previous governments have placed emphasis on education, but civics have been neglected in the current curriculum.
Thank you for the further illumination of the importance that prior governments saw in educating a nation. What we have now is the dumbing down of a nation. You cannot have mathematics and physics if you don't have civics, you know. Mathematics and physics mean nothing without civics, because civics really pertain to how you run a society in a civilized manner. And so if you do not have a library where you can educate a nation in its responsibilities, where young boys and girls on a Saturday afternoon or in an evening can go and have interaction with the learned ones, with the books of great civilizations and great leaders. Instead, you have a Pied Piper of misdirection leading our nation like rats to be drowned.
And that was Attorney Gabriel Christian. Former banker Lewis Robinson states that part of the problem is that the government, at every opportunity, tries to rob the opposition of their chances of creating financial undertakings. He highlights that they then move forward and call snap elections, claiming to have caught them blindsided. This tactic, Robinson argues, undermines the democratic process and stifles progress. He believes that a fair and transparent system is necessary for true democracy to thrive.
And part of the problem, I think, that the government does is they try to bleed the opposition of funding. So then they can call the snap election and say they caught them off pants because they don't give them time to raise one. If you have the opposition in court constantly, I mean, they can't even plan their lives because they don't know when they will haul them into court.
Robinson also calls on the government to prioritize the well-being of its citizens over self-serving political gain. He argues that the people are being abused time and time again and treated with disrespect. In addition, Robinson suggests that more accountability measures should be put in place to prevent corruption and abuse of power.
The people are being abused and re-abused again. Disrespected, they've taken away their rights, their right, their power under the law. The people, the power should always be with the people. It's like you loan it to the politician for a period of time.
Former banker Lewis Robinson, the global community is celebrating World Oceans Day with a focus on the theme titled The Shifting Patterns of the Planet's Water Bodies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized during his address to mark the occasion that people ought to be mindful of the transforming influence human activities have on oceans. He urged everyone to take action aimed at safeguarding and conserving the ocean.
The ocean is the foundation of life. It supplies the air we breathe and food we eat. It regulates our climate and weather. The ocean is our planet's greatest reservoir of biodiversity. Its resources sustain communities, prosperity, and human health around the world. Humanity counts on the ocean. But can the ocean count on us? We should be the ocean's best friend. But right now, humanity is its worst enemy. Human-induced climate change is hitting our planet, disrupting weather patterns and ocean currents, and altering marine ecosystems and the species living there. Marine biodiversity is under attack from overfishing, overexploitation, and ocean acidification. Over one-third of fish stocks are being harvested at unsustainable levels, and we are polluting our coastal waters with chemicals, plastic, and human waste.
He drew attention to a previous agreement in the past year that set an ambitious worldwide objective of preserving and governing 30% of terrestrial, marine and shoreline species by 2030.
This year's World Oceans Day reminds us that the tides are changing. Last year, we adopted an ambitious global target to conserve and manage 30% of land and marine and coastal areas by 2030, as well as a landmark agreement on fisheries subsidies. At the UN Ocean Conference in Lisbon, the world agreed to push for more positive ocean action. A global, legally binding agreement to end plastic pollution is under negotiation. And in March, countries agreed to the historic High Seas Treaty on the conservation and sustainable use of marine biodiversity in areas beyond national jurisdiction. Realizing the great promise of these initiatives requires collective commitment. Sustainable Development Goal 14, to conserve and sustainably use the ocean resources, hangs in the balance. This World Oceans Day, let's keep pushing for action. Today and every day, let's put the ocean first.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Associate Professor Dr. Simon Mathew emphasizes how crucial it is to prioritize our health and be proactive in improving it as an essence for our existence and enjoyment. She highlights the importance of making healthy choices, like maintaining a balanced diet and engaging in regular physical activity. She added that by prioritizing our health and taking proactive steps towards improving it, we can lead happier and more fulfilling lives.
As to keep in mind how serious we are about improving our health and the need for more to be more proactive in that area. Important, because without our health, what do we have? Without our health, what do we have? Because we can have everything else in the world, but if we're not healthy, there's no way we can enjoy anything in the world. So very important. So kind of just think about it. Sometimes we look around for the external help when we can do it ourselves. We can put the pieces of the puzzle together and do it ourselves.
And that was Dr. Simone Mathieu. After Canada included five Caribbean nations in their visa-free travel program for pre-approved travelers, news came out last night that Dominica and Grenada were now also part of a separate program. Last night on her Twitter page, Lillian Chatterjee, the High Commissioner of Canada to Barbados, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and the Oasis Commission expressed that Canada places great importance on its relationship with Dominica and that they are delighted to declare that Dominica has been included in the CAN Plus program for accelerated visa processing of its national who possesses Canadian visas for the last decade or valid U.S. visas at present. During the DPSU program last night, General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Litar, made a statement regarding the government housing allocation system in Dominica. Mr. Litar pointed out that the current system does not focus on the actual needs of individuals, but rather privileges with those DLP political affiliations as eligible recipients of housing assistance. According to Litar, directives provided by housing and welfare professionals are largely ignored.
Housing allocation is not necessarily based on needs, but on the fact that one becomes qualified because of political affiliation. That is what exists presently. Assessments and recommendations by housing and welfare officials are in most instances ineffective. Sometimes they are not even asked to investigate and to make recommendations. That same approach applies to scholarships and professional training. Parliamentary representatives do not decide on those matters only, but they also make the decision as it relates to relief assistance. So following natural disasters where materials are given for housing repairs and food supplies, they influence who get and who do not receive. In countries where they do exist, the recommendations from local government authorities are not always taken into consideration.
According to Litar, it has been acknowledged that politicians who swear or take their oath on the Bible tend to promptly forget to fulfill their commitment to govern impartially and courageously as soon as the Bible is returned to the table.
No sooner, another thing I know we all notice, is that no sooner is the Bible by which politicians swear or take their oath is placed back on the table than they renegade on their promise to perform without fear or favor. They swear by the Bible that they will perform the duties of their office without fear or favor. But no sooner is that oath over and they place the Bible back on the table that the favoritism starts, the victimization starts, the hatred for opposing views starts, and is a total and complete mess. Opposition forces are treated with disrespect and castigated, and consultation becomes non-existent.
And that was Thomas Litar, the General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union. In other news, the CARICOM Secretariat and the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions have formed a strategic alliance to advance digital transformation and improve service delivery at the Georgetown-based Secretariat. Dr. Carla Burnett, Secretary General of CARICOM, and Mr. Beville Wooden, Executive Director of CARJ, signed the MOU of Understanding. The MOU emphasizes that CCS and CARJ shared commitment to establish projects that would advance digital transformation by improving systems and institutional capabilities. The alliance aims to increase regional administration efficiency, cost-cutting, and accountability. Dr. Burnett highlighted her enthusiasm for the collaboration, adding that this MOU represents a significant milestone in the organization's continued efforts to promote a digital transformation. They may increase administrative efficiency and effectiveness by implementing digital technologies, thereby offering better service to the Caribbean region. As part of this agreement, the CCS and CAJS will work together on technical and development programs to deepen the level of digitization at the Secretariat. And on Wednesday, a prevalence of Canadian wildfires resulted in several U.S. states being alerted on their air quality, provoking a gloomy and lackluster ambience over urban skylines. This circumstance has impelled governing representatives to advise inhabitants to remain indoors. Health authorities across the eastern seaboard, from Vermont to South Carolina and in Ohio and Kansas to the Midwest, have issued advisory, urging the population to decrease their outdoor activities.
Hazy skies blanketed parts of the northeastern United States on Wednesday, and the air carried the smell and bitter taste of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Health officials issued air quality alerts in more than a dozen U.S. states. Authorities from Vermont down to South Carolina and as far west as Ohio and Kansas warned that fine matter in the atmosphere could exceed unhealthy levels and make breathing difficult for millions of residents.
This is not the time to be playing tennis or jogging or getting ready for a marathon.
Jack Caravanos is a clinical professor at New York University's School of Public Health.
The air quality index that everybody is quoting is comprised of some priority pollutants that EPA has been regulating for years. And the one that's dominating the index today is particulate matter. The key here is there's a lot of it, and it's continuous. It's not just one little inhalation of a smoke. It's a continuous exposure. And our bodies are not good at catching those very small particles. They go right through our nose, right into our respiratory system, and will be impacted.
New York City's skyline was washed a dull gray.
We had dangerously high levels of wildfire smoke from thousands of miles away. But this is an unprecedented event in our city, and New Yorkers must take precaution.
Mayor Eric Adams urged residents stay inside, wear masks outdoors, and said the city's schools remained opened, but that outdoor activities were being canceled, postponed, or moved inside.
These recommendations may change. This is a moving situation, and we will keep New Yorkers informed on any changes based on updated air quality conditions.
The smoke is crossing the U.S. northern border from Canada, where the wildfire season got off to an unusually early and intense start due to persistent warm and dry conditions. Canada is on track for its worst ever wildfire season.
People across the country are being affected. We're seeing vulnerable people at risk, outdoor events canceled, kids having to be kept inside.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Creason argues that young people lack knowledge of God due to materialism, and past governments in Dominica prioritized education but they neglected civics. The CARICOM Secretariat and the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions have formed a strategic relationship to advance digital transformation and service delivery at the Secretariat in Georgetown. And a dull haze blanketed many urban areas on Wednesday as the smoke from Canadian wildfires triggered air quality alerts in over 12 American states.
As it happens,
and officials told locals to stay inside as a precautionary measure.
And global.
The news was brought to you compliment Scott's Dominica Limited.
Station.
I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.